No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. ABG Neil going through some serious business right now, trying to get his headphone game right.
Yeah, this is an inconvenience right now. Hold on.
You don't got to wear them.
No?
Nah.
Just get it. That's what I wanted to hear.
Bro, I never realized this about you, that you had the Gucci Gap collab on.
Yeah, it's fire, right?
That's some new shit. Yeah, I did not know that existed.
Nah, I didn't until I did it.
Who the fuck did that for you? Who made it? Nav?
Who?
Nav? You don't know about Nav?
Nah.
Oh, you gotta get on Nav. The fucking Indian dude from Canada or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Nah, actually some dude from Bushwick, if anybody knows where that's from, in Brooklyn made it.
I used to live in Bushwick, man.
Bushwick's cool. It's gentrified now, though.
Yeah, it was not gentrified in 2006 or whatever when I moved there. I used to live on Hart Street because I was just talking to 6ix9ine's baby mama.
Hart Street and what?
Hart Street and Knickerbocker.
Knickerbocker was a fucking bad place at that time.
Yeah, because Maria Hernandez Park, we used to go, always go ride BMX bikes there. Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, like a lot of heroin sales were going down there and shit.
Hell yeah. Bushwick was lit at that time. Well, now it's not really so much, but it was a bunch of gang shit going on. Like,
right.
I don't know if anybody outside New York knows like about King shit, like the Latin King shit and like, mm-hmm. the Patria shit. But
I don't know if anybody out there knows about Treyway. So you're a New Yorker, though? You grew up there?
Yeah, my whole life. Well, this is like my second time being outside of New York ever.
Where was the other time?
I went to Miami last month. Okay. That shit was cool. Word.
What did you do out there?
Fucking did jet skis 800 times. Got tired of that.
For real?
Yeah.
That was what you did the whole time?
Nah, but most of the time. I went out. Yeah, it was. I just did regular Miami shit.
Right.
Other than drugs. I didn't do no drugs.
You didn't do no drugs?
Nah, I really don't do drugs at all. I never did. I actually never tried a drug in my life.
Anything?
Nah.
Just black and miles?
Yeah, and cigarettes. Nah, people think I guess like because I look like a dirtbag. That for real, people think I'm a mad drug. I've never attempted a drug in my life.
Attempted a drug? I never heard a phrase like that.
I smoked weed a couple times. That was it.
You weren't into it?
Nah, you know what it is? Because when I was younger, I watched everybody like smoke crack and shit like that. So like I was like, damn, I'm not doing drugs.
You saw people smoking crack on your block and everything?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you a second to light this. Yeah. This is Black and Mild up. Mm-hmm. I was saying earlier, because I just realized that our security guard smokes Black and Mild, so that's cool to know. And also, Josh, you got ashtray? And then I also was saying, like, you could be in a whole room full of people smoking woods, and then somebody lights a Black and Mild, and everybody just notices right away.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a...
It's such a signature smell.
Yeah. I like it. It's cool. It's like, it's giving me something to do.
Yeah. Cigarettes and Black and Milds make the world go round.
For real. But yeah, I ain't never do a drug, so that's not my
stuff. Talk to me a little bit about your upbringing, though. Like, what was it like growing up in your neighborhood?
Well, yeah, like I was just saying, you know, I don't know what it was about my neighborhood and, like, the surrounding neighborhoods of my neighborhood. Fucking, like, I don't know. It was, like, a big drug area. Like, you know, everybody does drugs. Like, take the thing. Like, I don't know. Growing up, everybody smoked crack. Everybody did heroin. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it was. Like, I don't know why I was like that, boy.
That's really good that you at least knew that you wanted to stay away from that. Although, to be real, I hear people say that all the time. Like, oh, yeah, I grew up knowing that I didn't want to become a drunk. And then one day I just decided, fuck it, I'm going to become a drunk.
Yeah, well, I guess it's because of the surroundings, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, my I don't know what it was about my neighborhood, but, like, everybody fucking did drugs. Like,
what kind of kid were you in when you were real young?
I was like, I since I was little, I wanted to be mad tough. So I was kind of just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was on MySpace at like fucking 6 years old, like this. Like,
who were you influenced by?
At that time?
At that time. Were you looking at, I'm trying to figure out, you're pretty young. So you definitely probably were not looking
at 68. The right. I'm 68. That's not that young. 68.
You're supposed to say 300. That's how this works.
Oh. Yeah, fucked up.
Who were you looking at? Were you looking at fucking Cameron, G-Unit, or is that too old for you?
That's exactly what I was on. Cameron, G-Unit, Max B.
I was a grown man obsessed with that shit.
Wow, how old I was, though. Yeah. Yeah, I was... Hell yeah.
When I moved to New York in 2004, it was all G-Unit, all Cam.
Like, 2004, I was like 10. Yeah, I was old enough. Hell yeah.
That's
yeah.
not bad. Yeah. No, yeah. And then at a certain point, I felt like it sort of transitioned into like everybody freaking out about Jeezy and Gucci and shit. Sort of like that was the beginning of the transition down to like.
You know, I was never into Jeezy and Gucci. Like, I actually really don't like their music.
Really?
Yeah. Gucci Mane's music, I hate it. I don't hate it. Nah, I'm bugging. It's not for me. Like,
no, that's good though, because you're just showing like your generational divide. Are you such a New York loyalist?
I like him though. Like, he's cool.
Right.
But like, I could just never get into his music. Like, it just, maybe it's because I'm too like, what's New York? I don't know.
It might be the New York part. It might be that you're a little too young, that you kind of missed out on the wave when it seemed like all that shit was brand new and exciting.
Yeah, Jeezy was cool though. Actually, I'm bugging. Jeezy was kind of cool.
Gucci, not a huge fan though.
Nah, it's just, I don't know. That just music wasn't really, just didn't do nothing for me. Like,
I feel you. But I was the biggest fan, but I get how, I understand how you could have an alternate opinion on that.
He's cool, though. I like him. He's cool as a person.
Were you always thinking you were going to be a rapper, or always obsessed with that idea?
Nah, actually not at all. Like, I actually just wanted to be, like, the toughest man alive. For real.
And what, like, just, like, on a street level, or were you out here, like, yeah, taking Muay Thai classes?
Nah, I was an amateur boxer before I started rapping.
Really?
Yeah. And then I caught a case after, like, I was amateur boxing from when I was 8 years old. So probably when I hit like 14,
uh-huh,
whatever, 14, 15, whatever, started you, being too indulgent.
You caught a case at 14?
Well, 15. That's why I corrected myself. 15, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. It was a pretty bad case and all that. And
that was your first time getting arrested?
Yeah, like really arrested. Yeah. Like, right, really being like, all right, now I'm in jail type of shit. Like,
what the fuck happened?
Well, here's the story. To keep it, you know, should I keep it short or just,
keep it a thou out? No, we need the long animated version. It's good.
You know, when I was like around that time, my mom's older. You know, my mom's, you know, she got sick and all that around that time. You heard, so I didn't really have that much money. And I, you know, True Religion that time was, ooh, big in New York. Like the True Religion, you know, jean suits. And
if you didn't have that, you were basically homeless.
Yeah, for real. Like, that's how New York goes. You don't got the right clothes, you're a bum. But, you're a bum. Fucking, I had fake True Religion jeans on. I knew they were fake, but like, I'm tough, so I'm like, I just didn't have
cops came and locked you up. You got fake trues, yeah, on,
exactly,
you're gone.
That's why I went to jail. nah, but for real though, I went to school one day, and you know, this kid had said kind of a comment about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of just I didn't pay attention to it. I'm like, all right, cool. I waited till we left the classroom, and I put him in a coma.
For real?
Swear to God.
What, you just punch him in the face, or what happened?
They said I hit him 78 times.
Do you think that's an exaggeration?
Nah, they counted on the cameras and all that. I remember watching it. So I seen it like that. You see it like this? I seen it like this.
You were just mad enough that you just beat the fuck out of him, you just didn't stop?
Yeah, because I feel like he disrespected my mom.
Really? Because she, like, bought them for you?
No, because just we didn't have nothing. So you kind of just disrespecting my family.
Wow.
That's how I looked at it.
So then you get arrested. And this was in school?
Yeah.
So you were definitely getting caught?
Hell yeah, it was over. They took me right from there.
And then you ended up doing what? What was the process like on this? You go to court for it?
Yeah, hell yeah. I went through about that shit. I went through that shit for like maybe like a whole, maybe like fucking 14 months.
Right.
Type of shit. They were trying to actually call it a gang initiation. That's what they were trying to call it.
And it wasn't. It was just somebody being a bitch.
I didn't even explain myself about, you know, like when you go to, you know what I'm saying, you kind of like give them like a you know, you tell them like, oh, this is why. Nah, I'm like, hell, man, you do what you want.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know why I did it. So whatever you do, you do.
How long
I ended up getting like, but like after the whole situation, after I got situated, whatever, they let me go and all that. After all the long process of it, I ended up getting like 3 years probation. So now it's good because I had like a YO. I don't know if they have that out here, but it's called a youth offense.
Yeah.
So they gave me that, and then I got situated.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. So what happened to the kid? Still in the coma?
Nah, I think he's good now. He should be good, but I think he has a lifelong order protection on me, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Fuck that kid. I hope he gets AIDS.
That's kind of your thing, huh? You said that about your ex in the song,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, everybody that I hate needs AIDS right now.
You know they're going to get on your ass for saying that. This is going to be... I just can't wait for you to get famous enough that the fucking LGBT community are like, ABG Neil is a homophobe. He keeps saying that he wants people to get AIDS.
Yeah, they're probably going to fucking blackball me from everything that
it's good though, man. Just get it all out, get all the offensive shit out now while you can before
nah,
they start getting
fuck
on your
me
ass
later though. Like, it's crazy because like now I'm a rapper. I wasn't really a rapper like 5 months ago, but like all this shit I was saying on Instagram is gonna come back to me. I already know, like when I was just like, I'm a person, I can say what I want to say. That's gonna come back to me. Fuck me, I already know.
Fuck it. But it's like, you're a rapper at the end of the day, like you have a weird level of protection because you're a rapper.
True.
They can't get that mad at you about a lot of stuff.
I'm
kind of
supposed to be ignorant.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Or I'm bugging.
They kind of want that from you, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, it's like the bigger you get, the more famous you get, the more shit that they're going to put on you. Like if you were up on stage at the Grammys one day, psh, yeah, everything you ever did. That kid with the coma, He's back.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. It's over. And that's just common knowledge too. Like, you could Google that shit. I looked that shit on Google a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, it was on the newspaper and all that.
That's a pretty good story. I'm not gonna lie.
I beat him so bad. I actually miss doing that. For real.
Just the fact that it was about true religions.
And he got beat up in my fake true religion. So fuck that kid.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Proving that they are a appropriate fighting uniform.
Exactly. I had a good stance in them and everything.
So after that, did you clean up your act a little bit, or were you still getting it in?
Not at all. I got way worse.
Really? What happened after that?
Because that's what I was saying. Like, I was boxing before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the streets, but like, I wanted to be a professional boxer. But you know, after that shit kind of happened, I just got way too indulged into. I got like fucking. If you could put like 1 to 100%, I was like 100% just gangbanging. Like, that's all I really wanted to do. Like,
really?
That's all I cared about. Like, I didn't care about shit else, but like being like the toughest gang member ever.
Wow. So what was gangbanging in Brooklyn like these days? Were you just post up on the blog, just getting into bullshit and everything?
Yeah, basically. Gangbanging in New York is probably like extremely different from anywhere else. Like, it's just mad discombobulated and like, I don't know. Like, it's just different. Like, it's not organized. Like, everything's all over the place. You feel me? Like, it's not like, you know what I'm saying?
Out here, it's like, if you're going to say you're a blood, it's like, this is like hierarchy you got to fall under.
Yeah,
I feel like in New York, it's very different.
In New York, you could be blood. Like, you'll be blood under somebody, but like, you don't know anybody from the set that you're in.
Mm.
It's mad. You know, does that make sense? Like, if you're blood, like, for example, say you're blood out here, it's like, you're a part of this whole set.
Right.
And like, that's what it is. You're a part of that set. But like, in New York, like, you'll be not even just blood. I mean, like, gangs in general. Like, somebody that has the power bring you, like, to, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, now you're this set,
right.
But nobody from the set will know you. It's mad weird.
Do you think that, or was everybody blooding around where you grew up? Was that kind of the thing?
Yeah, well, my neighborhood was, like, a predominantly Spanish neighborhood, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I was saying before, I don't know if anybody knows what these gangs are outside of New York, but, like, Latin King and Patria was huge in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and blood too, but it was more Latin King, like the Spanish gangs where he was, like, you know, like the Puerto Rican and Dominican gangs were really, like, really big.
Right.
But blood was big too, though, but yeah.
Were you, so you weren't down with those crews, the Spanish gangs?
Nah, but like, even when I was young, like 11, 12, I was like getting into this shit because my block that I grew up on was like a whole Latin King block. Like, nobody was nothing but Latin King. So I was always into their situations. You know what I'm saying? Even though I wasn't Latin King, because that's just, you know what I'm saying?
You Puerto Rican?
Nah, I'm Cuban.
Cuban, okay. Mm-hmm. Damn, I knew you looked like Lil Pump a little bit.
I fucking hate when people say that shit.
I'm just kidding. You don't actually look like him, but it's just funny because he's Cuban
too. Nah,
I got
that. Where the fuck we got that shit the other day? I was like chopping him in his fucking arms after that shit, let me tell you.
That's like a little kid thing to say, is to tell everybody they look like Lil Pump.
You look like Lil Pump. But not yet, though.
Okay, so after that, but did you get locked up at any point?
After that situation?
Yeah.
I mean, I always knew how to move. Like, I was getting locked up, but it was like not for no dumb shit. Like, I mean, not for no serious shit. Like,
uh-huh.
I knew how to move, but everybody I was around was fucking like, I probably have like no friends anymore because everybody's in jail.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Back home. Mm-hmm. So who do you hang out with when you're at home?
I got like 3 of my beers left that's not in jail.
Right.
And they probably better go away too.
What, the people that you're in the videos with and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then some of them are gone too. Like, for example, like Forrest Gump. Like, a few of the people that was in that video aren't even here no more.
Right. And even Crime Life Cass, was he, how did you meet him?
We knew of each other. He went to, whatever, he went to high school, like around kind of the same neighborhood that I was from type of shit. But we knew of each other, but my manager had plugged us in together. He was like, yo, y'all kind of like, I like a little bit, like, y'all would be cool if y'all did something together, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then whatever, we got in tune, we got cool. We didn't even make music when we first started, because I wasn't really like, I wasn't serious about rapping. Like I said before, I didn't really care. Like, I was just really like indulged into just wanting to be like a full blown street person. That was it.
Right.
But like, we met like before Forrest Gump. I knew him for like a whole year before that. We probably made like no music before that, maybe like 1 or 2 songs.
Uh-huh.
For real, right?
What were you guys doing hanging out?
Huh?
What were you guys doing when you hung out?
Shit, well, he was signed, like, he was a rapper and all that, like, you know what I'm saying, like, when I say a rapper, like, an established artist and everything, so, you know what I'm saying, like, I would just support what he had going on and everything, like, and then, and then whatever, be on my block if we weren't doing that.
How did you start rapping?
Like, I was probably, like, 17, I was just sitting there, like, damn, like, I don't got no purpose in life right now, like, you know what I'm saying, I was like, And then I seen a couple people from Brooklyn blowing up that I knew wasn't tough, but they were like, you know what I'm saying? This is kind of like when drill music was, I started rapping when like New York drill music was big.
Right.
I don't know if you
No, yeah. But who were the artists that really stood out to you from the drill movement? Because I know there's a few different scenes that were kind of.
What, like in New York?
Yeah. When I think of the drill shit, I think of like 2-2 Jeezy and fucking PNVJ, but there was a whole era before that.
Yeah, they actually they came a little bit late.
That was
like,
a little late.
Like, I mean, I wasn't really into it. I mean, well, it was cool, but there was no artist I could say that I was like, yo, he was fire. But
right.
But back to what I was saying, like, when I started kind of rapping around then, and I seen a couple people that I knew, like, kind of blowing up, like, from Brooklyn, I'm like, yo, he's really not tough at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he can blow up, I'm pretty sure I could rap and it'll work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have the whole background. Like, it'll, you know what I'm saying?
There's
like,
nothing better than seeing a pussy rap, and you're like, well, he can rap, I'm good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's hilarious. And are you talking about 6ix9ine when you talk about non-tough rappers getting signed?
I mean, he's definitely into that, but that wasn't that was a different time period, but
right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but like when you started deciding that you wanted to rap, he must have kind of been already like have basically just came up, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You're right.
Yeah, and I mean, he kind of opened the door for the Hispanic, young, light-skinned, crazy-ass, funny, young Lane. I feel like you kind of like embody a lot of the things that made him like being a funny ass New Yorker.
You know, it's
makes
funny,
good music.
I was talking about
this, and it's just funny.
I was talking about this earlier with somebody because I when I first started like when I first started gaining recognition, I kept getting like a lot of comparisons to him, and I was getting aggravated at first, realistically, and then I was kind of like, fuck it, I'm just gonna be the tough 6ix9ine. Fuck it.
I like how you have a real dedication to being tough.
Yeah.
You don't think that's gonna get you in trouble someday?
Hell no.
No, you still gonna catch a fade on the block if somebody says something to you?
Nah. When I say tough, you could be tough. I need another lighter. You can do any lighter? You could be tough.
What up, Raheem?
Not even about just doing violent shit, just being tough. Like, and I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? These, like, rappers are weird, bro. Like, that's what I mean. Just not being like a weird rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean all around just being like a violent person.
Right.
I mean, just not being like a weirdo, bro. Like, that makes sense?
No, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, there's a lot of soft shit going on there out there in these days in this world. No, that's good, though, that you have that backbone attitude. Because, I mean, you know, you have these conversations with all these established rappers. I was just talking to Mano about the 6ix9ine thing. It's kind of like a black mark on New York City's rep.
Yeah, he fucked everything up.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of like, I'd be kind of like, that's why I don't like the comparisons, because it's like, damn, kind of fucking my shit up right now.
Right.
And then people outside of New York, when they think of New York and rap, they automatically think of 6ix9ine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to switch that up and make it think of me instead.
I mean, Cardi B is hard.
Yeah, but she's so mainstream that it's just like, all right, you're Cardi B, you're from I feel like when you get mainstream, people don't acknowledge that where you're from. You're
but just personality-wise, she has proven to be a lot more gangster than...
Yeah, she's tough.
She almost fucking ruined Offset. He probably would have got depressed as fuck and never been able to...
That's a fact. Yeah, definitely right.
He had a couple sad months there.
Yeah, she's tough. I fuck with her.
Seeing the way she handled that definitely made me like, damn, now that's how you're a wifey right there.
Word.
You make this motherfucker sweat.
That's a fact.
What's your attitude on girls and shit? You got a baby mama?
Yeah.
Or four?
Yeah. That's a fact.
I do. You do? You got a baby mama?
Yeah.
Is it your girl or is it an old thing?
No, not yeah. I'm saying my baby mama's.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not looking for any pussy donations out here in LA?
No, I fucking hate every girl that tries to even contact me.
Why?
They're all annoying.
Where they're all just weird ass clap munchers and shit.
That's a fact. Especially now this rap shit, bro. Oh my god, I can't stand that shit.
You gotta take advantage of that shit, man.
Hell yeah. I was always kinda bougie though. Like I was kinda always on that bougie dick type of time, and anyway, like I didn't really fuck everything. Like even when regardless, like whenever, like I didn't like all my mans would just be fucking everything. Like regardless, I was kinda like, nah, like you have to be able to do 25 push-ups to fuck me, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I respect that because when I think about it, like my whole life I wasn't popping or anything, and I was just fucking every girl I met that was down to fuck me. That's disgusting. Now, if I did that now, I'd be drowning in it, but it would be so filthy, so nasty. Like,
yeah, damn, no. I didn't want to do that.
No,
I wasn't really into that.
No.
And I knew I looked mad good too, so I kind of was like, yo, you can't really get next to me, ma. Like, you want to fuck me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do some jumping jacks, make me some pork and all that, and then maybe I'll do something with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So once you started rapping, do you just identify that you had some talent right away? How long did it take before you realized you had something going on?
See, I knew I said cool things. Like, shit I say is always cool. So I was like, I'm just going to say the cool things I say normally, but make them rhyme.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of like, yeah, I made a song, and I was like, yeah, words on a beat.
Yeah.
It's working. Let's do it.
That's funny because I was actually listening to your stuff with somebody earlier and I was trying to explain the appeal of it. And I'm like, think about it. He just says mad funny things without even trying. And it's like, he's not really, you know, it just sounds good coming out of his mouth. And he's also just saying shit that's making me laugh my ass off. That's a really good sign.
Yeah. It's just, it's all around just does the job.
Like, if, like, there's a lot of different parts to what can make a good rapper, but like having a good flow, having a good personality, but then also just being like a clever writer, being able to think of some shit that would make people laugh.
And also, that's a being huge yourself thing. Really helps. Like me, I'm not trying to like keep up with no image. Like, that's why I just say what I say. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like artists would be like, all right, they're like being in artist mode. Like, but yo, I gotta say shit that like everybody's gonna like, you know, like something like that everybody's gonna fuck with. Like, they focus on lines, they say to me, I'm just like, I'm gonna say things that I normally say, and I know people are gonna like it.
That's what people want from you as a New Yorker in general. They just want you to be this fucking hilarious dude outside the bodega just talking shit.
Word, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
You hate the food in LA, huh?
Yo, fuck In-N-Out.
What?
That shit got me upset. And it's your fault. It was your fault, bro. Nah, I'm so mad, though, because I like, everybody was telling me to try that shit when I came out here. Like, on my story and shit like that. Uh-huh. And when I thought of California, I thought of In-N-Out. So I'm like, oh, it's like some famous place. I went there. I was fucking tight. I feel like stabbing myself in the throat after I ate it.
You really think it was that bad?
Hell yeah.
Where do you eat most of your meals when you're at home?
My corner store.
I know you're going to say.
I probably eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, like a bacon, egg, and cheese. Like,
right. It's so true that was such a big part of living in New York. Lying.
Like, people don't even understand. Like, I literally probably eat that and a chopped cheese every day. Like,
right.
And maybe some Spanish food every day in there. But
when I think about it, man, I ate a huge percentage of my meals across the street at the bodega.
Word. This is so convenient. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I want to leave New York. Because it's so convenient. Like, everywhere else, you got to drive everywhere and shit like that. But New York, like, you could get into like five different things just by walking to the corner. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
It's a good feeling just having everything around you. A lot of people who live in New York and shit, they got their families living nearby and everything. It's just like, but then the problem is that New York, they're just crazy as fuck about, obviously you've seen it a million times, but they're crazy as fuck about the law shit.
Facts.
Weed,
laws in New
guns,
York are fucking terrible.
You're out of here.
Yo, bro, I done seen kids that like fucking had, they never did anything wrong in the world. They get like their first charge and do like fucking 8 years. I'm just like, yo, shit, outrageous.
Jesus.
Lawyers matter in New York. Well, it matters all around, but New York, like, you better have a good lawyer.
Right. I mean, dude, I was just interviewing Mano, and he did fucking 10 years. He went in 93 and came out in 2003 just for, I mean, it was like kidnapping a drug dealer and like almost killing him, but.
See, you shouldn't go to jail for that. For real.
He's like, already breaking the law, yeah.
Nah, I'm saying, like, I feel like if you're robbing a drug dealer, like, what's the charge? Like,
I don't know. Kidnapping
saying,
and assault,
like,
I think.
What are you charging him with? Like, what the fuck, like. I don't know, like
kidnapping and assault, but yeah, no, I agree. I mean, but the main problem is that he went in when he was 16 and he gets out when he was 26. He missed his entire chance to grow up
exactly.
And shit.
Exactly. That's
you know?
Just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That should be illegal, man. That's like you steal a whole it's actually amazing when I'm sitting there talking to him that he came out like a normal dude who's able to just have a conversation and shit because
you
I feel
think
like
he'd be socially awkward and shit like that.
Exactly. He's like talking about being 26 going on his first date with a girl.
That's nuts.
He missed that.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know?
That's terrible.
You're 15, you ain't really going on a date.
Word.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
When's the last time you took a bitch on a date?
Shit, I don't do dates. That's not me. That's not my style.
Can't get down?
I don't know.
What do? You bring him to the studio?
Not even.
Here, stare at the wall while I record this verse.
Just look at me. Don't look at nothing else. You take your eyes off me, I'm gonna stab you.
Yeah. Who's in your mind, who's an example? You take your eyes off me, I'm gonna stab you.
Bitch, watch me say my words.
I already had like a question in my head, and then you said that, and I was.
This shit fucked. I fucked everything up just now.
No, it was good. In your mind, who's an example of a good New Yorker?
Me.
Yeah.
Me and chopped cheeses.
Right. I doubt you listen to his music, but you know who I was just thinking of as I was talking to you is Action Bronson.
Nah, his music is actually kind of cool.
No, his music is
his
cool
music,
and stuff.
I'm not really into that, all that, you know, like the rap type of music, but that's fire. Though. His music, he's doing the right thing.
He's just a good New Yorker. He's a funny ass dude.
He's a real New Yorker.
Always talking about food. Yeah.
Facts.
You ever been to Flushing?
Yeah. I never, yeah.
It's a big thing for a lot of people out there who don't know. If you're from Brooklyn, you never leave Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
You do not
I
go to Queens.
Go.
There's no reason
I
to go there.
I barely even leave my block. Well, now I'm in LA, so.
Right.
You know what's up.
But I mean, that's you left the block one time, yeah.
Yeah. One time. This is twice. You know what's up.
Right.
Dose.
Two times. But the LA thing ain't working out, though. In-N-Out sucks.
Yo. Shouldn't even be fucking Gnosis.
You need to get on Postmates and order Bossa Nova.
Postmates comes out to fucking $83,000 with tax and fees. I'm out of fucking tax and fees to fucking mother. This shit gets me aggravated.
Yeah. That's a good point, though. They don't do that at the bodega.
Right. No tax and fees.
Mm.
Just your food, and there's a cat on the floor,
uh-huh.
And that's the tax and fee.
That is the best cat in the world,
you
too.
You walking over the cat in the bodega is your tax and fee.
Yeah. Definitely. Or my favorite thing is when you walk over and they got like a little thing with like bananas and shit, and then the cat is sleeping right next to it.
I would never eat those bananas.
Oh, no. Those bananas are weird. I like my bananas all bright and green from 7-Eleven.
Green?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Something like that. When Cass got locked up, did you think that was kind of the end of his rapping shit or what?
Nah, hell no. I was just like, damn, now I got to fucking do shit for the both of us.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He got locked up at an awkward-ass time. Like,
right, because you guys were both booming.
Hell yeah. Like, I was like, damn, you fucked everything up, motherfucker. But, nah, he didn't really... But it's just like, he got locked up at an awkward time. It was... See, if, like, he got locked up kind of before shit blew up, I would have been like, damn, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm not really... I got myself established enough to where I could push it for the both of us. You feel me?
Right.
So, I was kind of just like, damn, like, I kind of just got to go hard for the both of us.
But you know? Forrest Gump, that was the one that just blew the fuck up.
Hell yeah. That shit really... So it took his call. This is like fucking about like 4 million some shit, right?
Yeah. You hadn't really done any views on any videos before that or anything?
I was doing like 50,000, 100,000, shit like that. Like, there was none. Like I said before, I wasn't really taking it serious. Like, I just really didn't care. Like, I was kind of like,
right,
I'm going to just die on my block and that's it. That was really.
Where did that dance come from? And what's it called?
There was nothing to it. We made up a name. Now it's called the ABG Bop. Just so we could just boom, like,
just
hey,
to have something.
Yeah, because now it became a thing. So we're like, all right, boom, here's a name. But we were just sitting there, we were doing the we did like a couple scenes throughout the video, and I'm just like, yo, this may look mad weird right now, but I'm gonna do something and it's gonna go crazy.
Mm.
And everybody was kind of just like, all right, bet. I was like, yo, I did it like on a couple of the scenes we did first. And I'm like, yo, now all y'all do it when I'm doing it. It's going to look fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking fire, and it worked.
And was there anybody there who thought it might have been kind of goofy while you were doing it that figured it out later that
nah,
it was hard?
People knew. I knew what I was doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were like, yo, he's up to something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just be talking. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're a child of the internet. You know what's going to pop.
Yeah, I be seeing. Like, I just knew it was going to become like a... Because the song was like such a hard song. Mm. So I was kind of like, yo, even though I hate that song, but...
What?
Yeah.
That's my jam, though.
It's such a hard song. Now it's fire to me. It's fire. It's cool. It's, whatever. But it was, I was like, yo, if we do some like funny dance with this shit, it's going to go crazy.
Mm.
And I was right.
Nah, for sure. The next video after that, though, and the popped and panicking, this thing.
Yeah, that was, it was the same
you
thing.
You get that from Conor McGregor?
No, at all. Like, I actually was just like, I don't know. I don't know why I'd be coming up with these shits. I'd just be like, whatever the beat feels like, I'd just be like, yo, I'm just do some funny shit.
Do you know what I'm talking about with the Conor McGregor dance, though?
Yeah, after I see the people show me beats, like, we walks into the ring or some shit like that. I know you're talking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't steal it.
But you guys, when you shoot your videos, it doesn't seem like you have it in your head that you need to do much besides just post up on the block or potentially go to the bodega.
And dance. Yeah, that's it.
The gas station
that's an itinerary, for real. Like, but I don't know. Like, I just don't be, like, I'm, like I said, I don't be trying to keep up with the image. Like, I don't be, can't, even if the dances look stupid, like, I just be like, yo, like, I don't care. Like, I'm tough. You could just hit me if you want to fight, but this is what I'm gonna do because it's working.
That's a big part of the videos, though, is that it just feels very like fun. There's like skits. You got some good jokes in there and shit. Like, you're like, I don't want to pay for my money. I want to pay for it with his money.
Exactly. I know all my scamming bitches felt that.
You ever scamming?
Oh no, not any of that.
If you were scamming, would you be scamming?
But wouldn't I be scamming if I wasn't scamming? That's a fact.
Oh man, that sucks actually, because now I feel like it's like, I will sit here, I'll talk to you about scamming. It was a long ass time ago. Motherfuckers these days don't really want to talk about scamming like that because they're afraid that they're gonna really get popped.
That shit is so huge. It's a big thing right now. Like, you a person posts up the wrong thing, like, who wants to make $2,500, they on you right away. Like, really? It's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you can't do it no more. It's over.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's over.
The cops ever hit you up about anything on your Instagram or anything like that? Is that a real thing these days?
Well, I be kind of fucking myself because they were on me regardless. But that's why I keep everything just funny and that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
They be on me. Like, they stop me all the time on my block. And
really?
And just try to come up with an excuse on why to, like, you know what I'm saying? Why to fuck with me? Like, You know what I'm saying? They give me some like bullshit, probable cause shit.
If you did a music video tomorrow with guns in it, your house is getting raided the next day, right? It feels like that's how it is in New York now.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Has that happened?
That's not for music, but you know, like
shit on Instagram and stuff.
Nah, I mean, I had regular warrants for my house and all that, but not for the music shit. I know what's about to happen though.
It feels crazy in New York. I seen a video of a kid rapping on the train with a gun out, and I was just like,
yeah, he's fucking bugging.
What are you doing?
See, this is the thing about New York with guns.
It's not happening.
No, you have, like, if a nigga walking around with a gun in New York, like, you're he's using it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because you got to not care about your future.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's just walking around with, like, you know, everybody got guns, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like that everywhere, but, like, fucking, like, to just be just walking around with it like it's fucking Florida type of shit, like you have to like really be on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know he's gonna do something with it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, to put in comparison, like in LA, I know tons of people who always have a gun on them. In New York, there's a dude I know who's now in prison, but somebody told me like, yo, this dude never left the house without it on him. And my reaction to that was like, wow, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's bugging.
In New York, it's like a different planet.
Yeah, for real. That's why I don't be like, when people do all the gun shit doesn't impress me.
Mm.
Like when people, you know what I'm saying, when people do a lot of gun shit, I'm just like, yo, that don't really impress me, because where I'm from, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do that where you're from. You know what I'm saying? When people from down south, they in their videos like fucking 1400 Dracos and shit.
Mm.
I'm like, that don't, like, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? How are you? I don't know. Whatever.
In the Gummo video, they got one gun. It's like this big, and it still seemed crazy.
For real.
Like, what the fuck are you doing with that?
Word.
They had to get an actor to hold it. Just kidding. I don't know who that guy is. But yeah, man. I don't know. The music's going crazy. You really drink cereal with Hennessy?
Yeah, it was disgusting. For real, that shit was disgusting. It tasted like fucking, like I don't even know. It
was
like a cardboard box.
Right. Do you still record a lot, or like you got a bunch of new music on the way, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I'm recording like every day. I have a lot of shit to say, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Is like, you got a couple of fucking hard songs. I keep playing it for people. People keep freaking out about them. But then that's always the question. It's like, all right, you got a couple of dope songs, but what else is there?
Yeah, Well, I just became I'm just now a thing. Like, so, damn, like, they got to let me come out with some more shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, but I got a bunch of shit ready. Like, I got a project ready to drop, like, right now. I could drop it whenever I want.
Mm.
But I'm just trying, like, I'm playing this with a game plan. Like, you know, the visuals is what's doing it.
Mm.
So I'm not trying to just come out the woodworks. Like, all right, I'm going to just drop, like, here's 2-3 songs right now. Like, the visuals is what's keeping the momentum for me. So I'm just stick with that for a little more and then just come out with mad songs.
That's a fact. You had anybody hit you up that you were really surprised that they were fucking with your music?
Yeah. Charlie Puth hit me up and I was like, yo, how do you even know me?
What,
you know Charlie
fuck?
Puth is?
Yeah.
Yo, he hit me. I'm like, yo, why do you like me? Like, you know, we're two different people.
That's crazy.
Yo, what the fuck? Like, I talk about like selling heroin and just... You were like, yo, nah, but shout out him though. Like, he hit me up, like, really showing love. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like,
it's so weird. Everybody's an A&R now. Like, you could just be a real celebrity and just find out about an underground rapper and just be going for it.
That's a fact. That's definitely a fact. But yeah, that shit kind of baffled me. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. You cool. Doing meetings with people out here in LA and stuff, aside from myself?
Yeah, we did a few. I think we did something with Power 106 the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, we're doing just a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? I only been out here for like a day or so.
Yeah.
So
is it mind blowing? Aside from the bad food?
Nah, yeah, it's cool out here. I like it out here though. It's just, maybe I only like it because I just haven't been on it. But it's cool though. It's definitely weird though. Like, the scenes are weird. Like, there's a lot of weird people. Like, I don't know.
No, that's a fact. People, I mean, listen, you got New York, you got LA. That's like the two polar opposite sides of the country. Those are the two places where people just tend to gravitate towards. Next, we got to get you in like Texas, like Ohio, Spain.
I feel like I'll go crazy in Spain.
Spain's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You gotta be careful in Spain. Spain, bro, you think that you know about pickpockets and shit until you go to Spain.
They I will feel like that's a big European thing. Pickpocketing.
Oh, yeah, big time.
They don't do any other crimes but take things from your pocket. Mm-hmm.
They will walk up to you and slice the strap on your backpack and yank your backpack off you so you don't even have a chance in hell to get it.
That sounds so European.
And they're hella organized too. They will like have one person who's like distracting you while the other dude gets your shit. And then like
that's actually kind of fire.
Another guy who stops you when you go to run. That's like a team.
That's cool.
I've seen this take place.
I want to join that.
Nah, for real, yeah. We should start pickpocketing. That's actually a good...
That's fire.
Yeah, everybody's trying to scam and sell crack and shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, we got to move on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
Pickpocketing.
Now we know. Where did the Gap thing come from? When did you decide that you love the brand?
I really did it because I knew that nobody wears it, and I was like, yo, like, I'm just... if somebody's going this way, I'm going this way. You know what I'm saying? I say every artist comes out of New York does the regular shit. The fucking Balenciagas with the Balmains with the I'm like, bro, I'm tired of seeing this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, I'm just gonna do something. I'm gonna do some like some whole unorthodox shit.
No, I like it. I like the way it's working out for you, for sure. For any other brands in the mall that you're thinking of bringing back to life?
Ed Hardy. Damn, I shouldn't have said that. Motherfucker.
What about American Eagle? American Eagle could be good. Aeropostale could be good. I want to leave.
Damn it. Should have kept that one to myself.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it. Damn. Now I'm going to just do it.
Aeropostale is not doing, we're not doing a comeback.
Aeropostale?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was big in like 2010, 2011.
It was, right?
For real.
Made a little comeback.
Were you in Brooklyn at that time? Or no?
I left Brooklyn in 2010.
Oh, yeah, nah. That and Hollister was mad big.
Like, yeah. I remember that. When people started talking about Hollister, like it had a whole new lease on life.
For real.
It just made a big comeback.
I had a couple Hollister sweatpants and shit like that.
We used to steal Abercrombie from the mall like religiously when I was in my teenage years.
That's fire.
I had a friend who had like a fucking Abercrombie store in his house. He was stealing so much from that place. He wouldn't sell any of it. He wouldn't give it away. He just was straight hoarding it.
Just hoarding?
His whole house was ruined.
He's an Aeropostale hoarder?
For real.
That's pretty weird.
What's the definition with these beads you got on right here? What are you trying to tell us with those? It's just a style thing?
You can say that.
What is this? Like a cultural thing?
Yeah.
What are they called? I don't know what the fuck they are.
They're like, well, the, yeah, they're called the Reese's, but they come from like, you know what like a Botanica is?
No.
Damn.
A Botanica?
Yeah, it's like, a Spanish spiritual place. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like they sell like, type of like, how do I don't know how to break it down. Like,
it's like one of those kind of stores that sells like all these little religious type items.
Yeah. Yeah, facts. Exactly that.
Okay.
Exactly that.
That's what's up. You want to shout out your bodega by name? Yeah, do you even know what it's really called?
Shout out Sackman, man. For real. That's my guys.
I feel like I've even the corner stores that I've gone to the most in my life, I never really like knew the real official name, probably.
That's, yo, you know what I just realized? Most delis don't even have a fucking name on the thing.
Right?
For real. It just says deli and grocery. Come in, do what you got to do and leave. Like, purchase something and get out of here.
What do you got to do to film a music video at the bodega, though? You got to pull any strings to make that happen, or you just got to be from the block?
I just tell them, yo, let me get a chopped cheese on cocoa bread, and I just do the video.
Right. You only need like 5 minutes anyway, right?
Yeah. It's just be quick. Nothing. Like, yo, let me be myself, and then we're leaving.
That makes sense. What's the next video going to be?
I got some shit called Who's That? We got the video done already.
Mm-hmm.
It's me just doing, it's me just looking mad tough, and me doing more dances and shit. It's going to be fire. That song is fucking fire, and I hate my music.
Really?
Yeah, I despise everything I make.
Do you think it's weird that somebody like me is so into it?
No, hell no. Not because as an artist, you don't make music for yourself. You make music for, you know what I'm saying? So,
definitely.
But that song was fire, and that's gonna go crazy. Can't wait till it drops.
No, we're ready for that. We need more. That's what you have a good thing going right now with this like the slow drizzle of songs.
Pause.
So you never really like overload it, so you have too much to listen to at any one time.
Nah, that's a fact. That's why I said too. I don't want to make myself like, you know, you were saying before, people are kind of like, oh, what else does he have though? I don't want to like, trying to stay mysterious a little bit too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to like just come out the woodworks and niggas get tired of me already. Like,
yeah.
But.
And don't just like start doing features in the hood for like $500.
Hell no. I don't even like doing features with art. Like, you know, like you would, like, you know, paid features because everybody's music sucks.
No, yeah. Don't do it because you just don't want to be associating yourself too much shit. If your career was not going to go anywhere, go ahead, do features.
But yeah,
your career's got too much potential. You don't want to waste all the juice on a bunch of random shit.
I don't want to say, I be saying good things by accident on people's songs. I'm like, fuck, I should have said that for myself.
Right.
Word.
Somebody actually paid for me to, I just remember that. Somebody paid for me to play a song that they did that had a feature from you on it.
Wait, what was that?
I forget the name of the song, but somebody did pay for us on stream to play a song
that I was featured
that
on?
That they paid you for a feature, I'm guessing.
That's fire.
Yeah. And that's it was cool. Good. You actually were saying hard shit on the track. I forget what it was, but you were saying some funny ass shit. I was like, man.
Can we pull it up? Do we have it? Do you even know what it is?
I can look for it afterwards. Cass might have been on it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's cool, though.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Did I do good on it?
I thought it was good, yeah. And it was only like the fourth verse I had ever heard from you. He keeps looking up at the screen like this Maxo Cream video. This pause is going to tell you anything.
Word. I'm trying to get some. He's like, if I
stare at the computer long enough, I'll figure
which
it out.
Which you played like on a live stream or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
I'm going to find it after.
Or shout out him for promoting that and all that.
I might be able to find it right now. And I can tell you which one it is. Because I think it's in my SoundCloud likes. Although, shit, it might have been on YouTube.
Did he do good? Was it a good song?
Actually, you know what? It ain't on here anymore. So if it was, maybe it was on YouTube. I don't know.
Damn it.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Word.
All right. ABG Neil. I got high hopes for your career, bro. I think you're the one.
Appreciate you,
bro. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's what's up. I appreciate you, bro.
Definitely, doing it big, bro.
For real, bro.
You're a good soul, good seed. I feel like the people are going to fuck with you.
Definitely.
Easy. No jumper. You got anybody you want to shout out?
Yeah. Shout out Chris Brown.
Happy birthday. Happy 30th birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday?
Yesterday.
Damn, I said that without even knowing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good you said that because everybody's going in on him right now.
Wow.
Because, I don't know, you know, people always hate him, saying he's an abuser, blah, blah, blah. But then Justin Bieber came out and said, like, fuck everybody. Like, you know, Chris Brown is the dude. He's the man, blah, blah, blah.
Yo, they bugging.
Yeah.
Everybody listened to Chris Brown back in the day, so I don't want to hear none of that shit.
I'm listening to Chris Brown right now. All I know is when I met Chris Brown, he knew who I was, and he was excited to see me, and we were both completely fucked up, but it was a good moment in my life.
I sing exactly like Chris Brown. That's what's crazy.
Really?
For real. Like, I almost sound more like Chris Brown than him.
If we get Chris Brown on the hook, it's over.
I'll probably do better than him. I sing better than him.
There might be a curse, though. We got to be careful. If Drake wants to come through and give you a verse, you got to be careful. You got to ask me first.
I'm going to holler at you. Like, yo, what should I do? I'm going to consult you about it.
Thank you.
How do I handle this?
Let's do it. All right. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Shout out Chris Brown. YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. ABGDL.
Me.
Up next.
No, what's up?